can't spend your whole life worried about your mistakes.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
How are you, man?
It should be Swami Lou.
The what? Oh, yes, Swami Lou. How about that?
Swami Lou.
After you've been lying low in the grass for weeks, suddenly, because you...
For years. I've been lying low for years.
You've had a Swami before, haven't you?
I think my last Swami commission was about 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I got your message late, but I did... giantize your Swami. It's the picture underneath, the main picture, so got that all done for you.
Oh, I thought I was going to be denied my moment of glory, my 5 minutes of fame, my unpredictable moment in the sun.
Yes, Lou, no, Lou, you're there. All right. But, you know, what's amazing about that, it was a horrible upset week, so everybody was below 500, except for like three people. And then you pulled out a 10. There wasn't even anybody close.
There was like, yeah, so how's the fake Lou category going now, Haney?
Well,
he poked the bear. We're going to let that fly eagle poke the bear.
So, Lou, today the Bears, speaking of a bear, are playing the Panties, or the Panthers, as I like to call them. Anyway, what's your prediction for today? They're on a roll, I think. I think they're going to take it. They're at home. Panthers aren't all that.
Oh, listen to you. Listen to you. I'm more upset that they're not playing the Seattle game at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I know.
They're taking us with the Cowboys and the 49ers. Come on, how dare they?
They're playing noon, right?
3:30.
Oh, the Bears are on at 3:30?
No, the Bears are on at noon.
Oh, good. Okay. But the Giants are on.
Yes.
All right.
No, I think the Bears are going to... I think it's going to be ball reliant on Cam Newton.
All right.
You know, is Cam Newton going to show? I mean...
Right.
I mean, he could singularly destroy them. So they keep Cam under control, and I think it's going to be a close game, and Connor Bark is going to win the game for him.
All right. I think this is a game where Mitch breaks out. He's going to be like on every ESPN show because he's just going to have a holiday today. That's what
okay.
I predict, Lou.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here, folks.
That's right. So, Lou, I want to come up with that. I came up with a new segment today. I thought the Bear of the Week had played itself out. So,
and I finally studied for it. All right, go ahead.
But I wanted to go back to our fine predicting crew and the Lou Sunday NFL picks. So we're going to go with the Lou Predictor of the Week. Lou, your first Predictor of the Week, who is that going to be?
Chet Conley, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
No. You don't get this segment. It's the guys that are predicting the games every week on Lou's NFL picks. You pick one of those people. You've screwed up the segment already, Lou.
All right, so let's pick Mr. Dickman. Let's pick Mr. Haney.
So you're going to go with Jim Haney for your picker of the week?
Oh, no, I'm going to go with Dan for my picker of the week.
You?
I got this week fucked.
All right, so Lou picks himself for the predictor of the week. This
yes!
Very good, Lou. Okay, my predictor of the week is Stiv Owens. And I'll tell you, the story of Stiv is he was a college buddy of mine. And his name is Steve Owens. But whenever we got so stoned, we would pronounce his name as Stiv. Now, kids, you don't get stoned, right, Lou?
Yes. Is this our close and personal moment here between you and Steve?
No, just talking about the origin of his nickname, Stiv. And he's recovering in the hospital in Indianapolis right now. So that's why I wanted. That's why I thought about the predictor of the week, Lou. We need to talk about our peeps. We have to talk about random players.
Once you start rehearsing, then it all goes to hell.
Podcast, yes. But anyway, that went badly. So let's move on, Lou. Lou, what's on the table of meat today? That's always a better subject.
Beef.
Very good.
Beef Italiano.
I have to tell you, your chili was rocking last week. That was one of the finer ones. And I don't think you had a drop left by the time the 3 o'clock game came. So.
Oh no, it was gone.
Yeah. There you go.
It worked out perfect. The Bears won.
Yep.
The Giants won. It was just an outstanding win.
Finally, the Bears-Giants win pick pays off. But
yes, it did.
I left early because I was so disgusted by them giving the game away. I didn't want to watch the inevitable loss. But as soon as I got home, they kicked the field goal and everything was fine.
You sound like Bear hating Heather.
I guess I do. We'll talk about her when you come up with that predictor of the week someday.
Okay.
Lou, your question of the week. You ready? Unless you have a sandwich review, which we talked about last week, but I doubt it, right?
Oh, ye of little faith.
Uh-oh. Sandwich. Play that theme music. Okay.
The double bubble.
The double bubble. Ding, ding, ding. There it is. The ding is back. And the double bubble is always intriguing. Is that a bar or a restaurant?
Standing hamburgers in the Edgewater neighborhood.
I'm sorry?
Better than Moody's.
Oh, wow.
Better than Wine Cellars.
Wow.
It is a double bubble all day long.
All right. And that's the name of the burger, or is that the name of the...
That's the name of the place.
is that a bar?
It is.
Oh, okay. Okay, I've never been in there.
I'm not surprised.
I'd never go into a bar that would have me as a customer, Lou.
Okay, good, Mr. Fields.
It's actually Groucho Marx.
Whatever.
So what makes this particular burger sensational, Lou?
Years and years of knowing how to grill the burger properly.
Very good. Very good. Do you get any special ingredients on it? Do they offer any special ingredients?
Now we're getting too much into this here.
Sandwich segment. I'm trying to be the good co-host. Jesus.
That's my question of the week. I got a fun explaining to people, sir.
Your question of the week, Lou, is whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Yes, that's the question.
She grew up into a nice young woman.
All right, Lou. It doesn't get any better than this, as this thing is deconstructed to the point where it's barely recognizable. Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
Have an outstanding week. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
And drink responsibly. See you later, folks.
This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Clarity Service. When you need to be clear, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Clear.